This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome everyone, Bruchim Abayim, Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chav Vav Amar Beis. How is everybody this evening? Masechta Yevamos. Well, the Mishnah said in the third parak, if you have four brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, and the two husbands who are married to two sisters, they die, and the two sisters fall to the other two brothers. So Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi and Yehuda. So the halacha is they do chalitza na'ibam. The Gemara said that's a raya, yesh zika, because if ain't zika, look, Rachel and Leah are coming from two different brothers. Let Levi do yibam to Rachel. Let Yehuda do yibam to Leah. And Shalom al Yisrael. Must be they can't do that because yesh zika, and whichever woman they're being miyabim is achos zekukasai. So Gemara says, no, really, ain't zika. And really, I could do yibam, technically, to Levi could do yibam to Rachel. The problem is, if Levi does yibam to Rachel, we're afraid Yehuda's going to die, and then Leah is going to fall to Reuven, and now Reuven cannot do yibam or chalitza to Leah because it's achos ishtai. And you're mevato mitzvos yevamin. So Gemara said, Yahachi tlasanami. What do you have to pick a case of four brothers? Pick a case of three brothers. Two brothers married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah fall to Levi. Ibishlama says Toisvis. If the reason why when you're four brothers, they both do chalitza is because of yesh zika. So it tells me a chiddush, there's yesh zika, even when two sisters fall to two brothers, and the zika is not so strong, they're not both falling to one guy. So you might think zika is not so strong when they're two brothers who are potential yevamin. So the chiddush is even then, yesh zika, when they fall to two brothers. But if the chshash is, we're afraid, there's a problem of being mevato mitzvos yevamin, just pick a simple case, of two brothers married to two sisters, and the two brothers die, and the two sisters fall to a third yavam. Why pick a case of four brothers? Says the Gemara, loimi boy kamrinan. There is a chiddush of four brothers. The reason why you pick the case of four brothers is the Mishnah is being said in a fashion of loimi boy. Not only this, but even this. Loimi boy tlasa. Not only if there are three brothers, the vadei butla mitzvos yavamin, because if the two When the two brothers die and the two sisters fall to Levi, if Levi does Yibam to either one, he's definitely being Mevata, the mitzvah of Yibam, Aval Dalid, but four brothers. So then, why wouldn't Levi be allowed to do Yibam to Rachel? What are you afraid? Yehuda's going to die. Maybe Lemiso Leichashia, maybe we're not worried about death. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is, that even so, Kamashman, the Chiddush is that even so, there is still a chshash of Misa. We're afraid that if Levi does Yibam to Rachel, that Yehuda might die, and then Levi will not be able to do a Yibam or Chalitza to Leah. Kamashmalan, that even in this case, there's a problem of Also, levato mitzvos yevamin. Frakti gemari hachi chamisha nami. If so, why don't then? If you're worried about Rabbeisai, if you're worried about bittul mitzvos yevamin, then why does the Mishnah talk about four brothers? Why don't you talk about five brothers? Meaning like this: Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven and Shimon die, and now Rachel and Leah fall to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. So Bishlama, if the reason why they can't do Yibam is because of Yesh Zika, there's no difference between four brothers and five brothers. And the reason the Mishnah picked the case of four brothers is because there's absolutely no difference at all between four brothers and five brothers. But if the chshash is that a brother might die, then why don't we say that why would the Mishnah only say a case where there are four brothers, and we're afraid if Levi does Yibam to one sister, Yehuda might die? Why don't we say an even bigger chiddush, that there are five brothers, and if Levi does Yibam to, let's say, Rachel, then we have to be concerned that Yehuda might die before he does Yibam to Leah, and Yisachar might die. Meaning, if the chashash is Rabbi Isai, Bittul Mitzvahs Yevamin, because maybe the Yavam will die, and then the first Yavam will not be able to do Yibam or Chalitza to this other sister, so then why don't we say an even bigger chiddush that if they're five brothers, and basically we have to be worried that Yehuda and Yisachar might die. This says Gemara, the reason why we didn't pick that case is because we're actually not worried that two brothers might die. Lamisa chayshinan, but lamisa of two brothers we're not worried. In other words, let's just get clear. What the Gemara was asking was, if the reason why when two sisters fall to Yibam, you can't do Yibam to either one, lest the sister come back to you and you won't be able to do Yibam or Chalitza to her, so why don't we talk about an even bigger chiddush where there are three brothers to potentially do Yibam to these two sisters, and if you do Yibam to one, maybe we should be concerned two of the brothers might die. Says Gemara, Lamisa de Trei Lechashim. We're not worried that two people will die. Weiter. Amar Rava bar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rava, the son of Rav Huna, said in the name of Rav. Shalosh Achoyos, three sisters. Yevamos, Shanafnu Lefnei Shnei Achen, that fell to two brothers, Yevamin, who are Yavams. Ready for the case? They're five brothers. Isn't that cool? Five brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar. They're five brothers. And Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. And Reuven and Shimon die. And now, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are Zokuk, or Rachel and Leah is Zokuk to Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Now again, to do Yibam to anyone is potentially a problem, because it's Achois Zekukasai. Excuse me, right? If you do Yibam to either one, to any of these three girls, each one of these girls is a sister of someone who's Zakuk to you. So the Gemara says like this. Zechoy leitza achas. Levi does chalitza to one. To Rachel. Vezechoy leitza achas. Excuse me, here, case corrected. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, five brothers. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are married to Rachel, Leah, Bilhah. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi die, and Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah fall to Yisachar, Yehuda, and Yisachar. Okay, so three sisters now fall to two brothers. Okay, sorry about that. Three sisters fall to two brothers. Zechoy letzachas. Yehuda does chalitza to one, to Rachel. V'zechol es achas. Yisachar does chalitza to one, to Leah. And what about Bilhah? V'amtzos tzricha chalitza m'shneim. Bilhah needs chalitza from both brothers. Now, why in the world would Bilhah need chalitza from two people? Doesn't Yibam take off of one person take off Zika? Doesn't Chalitza of one person take off Zika? So now we're about to learn a rule called inferior Chalitza. Chalitza Psula, second class Chalitza. You know, sometimes you could travel second class, and sometimes you could do Chalitza second class. How's that? What's second class chalitza? Second class chalitza is basically when, you know when chalitza removes the zika entirely to the whole house? When the chalitza is taking the place of yibam. But let's say the chalitza is not taking the place of yibam because you could not have done yibam. So that's called second rate chalitza. Chalitza only works to remove the zika from the whole bayis if you were able to do yibum. If you would have done yibum, yibum for sure would have taken off the zika of the whole bayis. So if you were able to do yibum and you chose to do chalitza, that's a first rate chalitza. Only one brother has to do chalitza, and this woman is no longer zakuk to any of the brothers. But when, Raboisai, it is a second-rate chalitza, because you could not have done Yibam. Now, in this case, why could you not have done Yibam? Presumably, Yehuda cannot have done Yivam to any of these women because it's Achos Zekukasai. Each one of these three sisters is a sister of someone who's Zakuk to him. So you couldn't do Chalitza. So therefore, you couldn't do Yibam, and therefore the Chalitza is second rate. So what do you do? Yehuda does Chalitza to Rachel. Yisachar does Chalitza to Leah. And now, Bilhah is the sister of your Chalitza. When Yehuda turns to Bilhah, Bilhah is the sister of Yehuda's Chalitza. And when Yisachar turns to Bilhah, Bilhah is the sister of Yisachar's Chalitza. So therefore, in a situation where you're doing second-rate Chalitza, you need that kind of Chalitza can only remove the woman Zika to you, but not to the whole household, not to your brother. Now, what's difficult here is, L'chaira, then how did Yehuda do Chalitza to Rachel? That's also second-rate Chalitza, because Rachel is Achos Kukasai. And how did Yisachar do Chalitza to Leah? But Leah is also Achos Zekukasai. In other words, the same way Bilhah needs Chalitza from both, because to Bilhah she is Achos Chalutzasai of both Yehuda and Yisachar, L'chaira, all three women cannot get a full-fledged Chalitza because all three women are Achos Zekukase. So the Gemara goes through this. Amar le Rabba. Rabba said to Rav, right? This is Rava bar Rav Huna, the name of Rav. So Amar le Rabba. Rabba said to Rava bar Rav Huna, Midika Amrin em tsos tzicha chalitza mishneim. From the fact that you said the middle woman needs chalitza from both, kasavrit, that means you hold yesh zika. There is zika. And if yesh zika, v'havi le chalitza psula. To do chalitza to Bilhah is a inferior chalitza because Bilhah is the sister of your chalitza. The chalitza psula and inferior chalitza, tzarech lachzar kol ha'achin. You have to go revert and get chalitza from all the brothers because an inferior chalitza does not remove zika from the whole bayis. It only removes zika to you. Now, how do we prove Yesh Zika? So Rashi says, Kaloimar, from the fact that she is required to get Chalitza from both, that means she is Zakuk. The mitzvah, the Zika that she has to both Yevamin, is strong enough to require Chalitza from both. So clearly, if she needs Chalitza from both, she's Zakuk to both. And this chalitza, if she needs chalitza from both, must be a chalitza psula. Psula here does not mean disqualified; it means gerua, inferior chalitza. you understand why Rashi says kolaymar? Because the word psula means disqualified. This is not a disqualified chalitza. This is an inferior chalitza. If it was disqualified, it wouldn't do anything. It does do something. It removes the zika to you. But typically, a chalitza ma'al yasa, a good chalitza, removes zika from all the brothers. Typically, let's say a brother dies without children and his widow falls to his four brothers. One of them does chalitza and the other brothers are pater. That's a good chalitza. But in this case, you can't do that because since yibum could not have been done, we're going to say because each one already did chalitza to the sister, so to do yibum to the remaining woman is not possible because she's achos chalutzasai. Therefore, since yibum could not have been done, the chalitza is inferior. Frak the Gemara, a bamba. You know what a bamba is? A bomb. A bomb kasha. The obvious question, and that is, if we're dealing with a chalitza psula, inferior chalitza, because neither of the brothers could have married this middle woman because she's achos chalutzasai, then how was Yehuda able to do chalitza to Rachel, and how was Yisachar able to do chalitza to Leah? That was also a chalitza psula, because none of them could have married Dan Yibum to these women, because these women are achos zikukasai. The same way Bilah, to do chalitza to Bilah, is an inferior chalitza, because she's the sister of someone who you did chalitza to. Doing chalitza to Rachel and Leah is also inferior chalitza, because she is the sister of someone who you are zakuk to. Iachi kamay senami, if so, the first chalitza also. So the Gemara says an incredible thing. If all three women fell at the exact same moment, ein chenami, all three women are doing chalitza to any one of them is a chalitza psula, because each woman is achos zikukasai. If they fell simultaneously, then as you say, then you're right, none of the chalitzas would be good. We don't need this, Ella only, where you fell one after another. Where these women fell one after, in other words, Reuven, Shimon, Levi were married to Rachel, Leah, and Bilhah. Reuven died. At that moment in time, Yehuda could have done Yibum to her. Yeah? But he didn't. But he did Chalitza, so it's a valid Chalitza because he could have done Yibum. Then, since his Chalitza was good, this woman was not Zakuk to any other brother. Then Shimon died, and Leah falls to these three brothers. Yisachar could do chalitza to her because he could have done yibum to her, because she is not the sister of someone who was zakuk to him, because his brother Reuven already moved the zika from the sister. So when Yehuda did chalitza, it was a chalitza maliyasa, and when Yisachar did chalitza, it was a chalitza maliyasa. Now Bilhah, who is married to Levi, falls to Yehuda and Yisachar. Neither of them could do Yibum to her because she's Achois Chalutzasai. So therefore, it's a Chalitza Psula, and they both need Chalitza. Nafla Chada, so the Gemara says the case. First Rachel fell, Chalatza Reuven. Reuven did Chalitza. Nafla Idach, and then Leah fell, Chalatza Shimon did Chalitza. Nafla Idach, the third one fell, Chalatza Hai Mifka Zikasai. When Yehuda does Chalitza, he's Mafkia the Zikatim, Chalatzla Hai, when Yisachar does Chalitza, Mifka La Zikasai. But this is all presupposing that Rav holds Yesh Zika. And therefore, that's the reason why each one does Chalitza. But Rabbi said, don't you remember? There's a Masechta called Masechta Yevamos. You ever hear of that Masechta? That was the Masechta Avram Avinu was learning when the Malachim came to visit him. I almost gave that share. The Baal Shem Tov writes that the whole revelation of Avraham, when the Ribbono Shel Olam came to Avraham on that fateful day, was because, Baal Shem writes, he was learning Masechta Yevamos. The greatest revelation Avraham Avinu ever had is when he was learning Masechta Yevamos. The Kloisenberg Rebbe quotes this as indication that whether you are Misnaged or Chassidi, all the great madrigos of Devekas HaKadosh Baruch Hu come through Limud HaTorah. But the greatest comes from Masechta Yevamos. Okay, but don't you remember Masechta Yevamos? Rav was of the opinion on Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, Vama Rav, Ein Zika. Rav said Ein Zika. And here he seems to be saying Yesh Zika. By the way, the Gemara asked, the Gemara said, Amar le Abayi Rabbi Yosef, Had Rabbi Yehuda d'Shmuel hi. When Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, Yesh Zika, that's Shmuel. And the Gemara says, well, maybe it's Rav. No, it can't be Rav because Kasha d'Rav ad'Rav. The Gemara says, well, maybe it's Machlokes Amoraim aliba d'Rav. No, we already know Shmuel says Yesh Zika. So why say that Rav holds, and we know Rav said before, Ein Zika, so why make a machloikis in Rav? So we brought an opinion that this is based on the fact that Rav later on over here in our Gemara, Chavav Amis, happened to have said Yesh Zika. That's why the Gemara there had a Havamina to say, well, maybe Rav really does hold Yesh Zika. But over here, the Gemara spins it. Rav over here is not really saying his personal opinion. He's going according to the Manda Amar Yesh Zika, but really his opinion is Ein Zika. Okay. Now, the Holy Gemara brings the opinion of Shmuel. Let's try to read Shmuel Abyssal. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, Echad Choylitz the Kulan. One brother does Chalitza for everyone. Not like Rav, that Yehuda does Chalitza to one, and Yisachar does Chalitza to one, and then to the third one, they both do Chalitza. No, one does Chalitza to everyone. Now, that would only make sense. How does that make sense at all? Says Gemara, Michti. Wait a second, let's see. Shaminan Lidu Shmuel. We happen to know Shmuel holds. We can infer that Shmuel holds the Amar, Chalitza Ma'al Yaba'ina. We know that Shmuel is of the opinion you need a full-fledged Chalitza, meaning a Chalitza where you could have done Yibam. The only way one Chalitza will exempt the entire household is if you have Chalitza Ma'alya. The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Chalatz la'achayos le'nifteru tzarais. If you do Chalitza to the sisters, the tzarais are not pater. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, two sisters that fall to a third brother, let's say Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, and each one of them had a co-wife. So now, four, and Reuven and Shimon died, and all four women fall to Levi. Reuven's Rachel and her co-wife, and Shimon's Leah and her co-wife. If Levi does Chalitza to the sisters, the tzaras are not pater. You know why the tzaras are not pater? Because Chalitza to the sisters is an inferior Chalitza. Because since you couldn't do Yibam to the sisters, because it would be Achos Zikukasai, so it's a Chalitza Psul, it's an inferior Chalitza. So what do you? So there, and listen to what Shmuel is saying. Chalitza to the sisters is not going to pater the tzaras. Because the tzaras have full Zika to you. And therefore, the chalitza you do to the sisters is inferior. The chalitza you do to the tzarais is superior, because you could have done yibam to the tzarais. Even though Rabbi Isai, you really could not have done yibam to the tzarais, because the tzarai is tzaras achos zikukasai. However, you are more zakuk to tzaras achos zikukasai then you are zakuk to achos zikukasai. So again, Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is married to Rachel and Atzara, Shimon is married to Leah and Atzara. Reuven and Shimon die. Rachel and Leah and their two co-wives fall to Levi. Levi technically cannot do Yibam to nobody. He can't do Yibam to Rachel or Leah because it's achos zikukasai, and he can't do it to either co-wife. It's tzaras achos zikukasai, which is a drabanan. But there's greater zika, there's greater to tzaras achos zikukasai than to achos zikukasai, and therefore, relative to the chalitza that could be done to the sisters, the chalitza that could be done to the tzaros are a superior chalitza. And therefore, Shmuel says, if you do chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater the tzaros. Rashi asked the question I spoke out, even though the tzaros also, you could not have been miyabim, but there is, more kal. So the Gemara says, Heicha dekaima chalitza de Shemayin, chalitza kashera. Chalatzla Reuven chalitza psula. So now, listen. Shmuel is of the opinion chalitza, psula, inferior chalitza doesn't work. So then, in Shmuel's case, how can one chalitza exempt everyone? Chalatzla, Ruvain, chalitza, psula. Hecha de kaima chalitza de shema and chalitza kshera. Presumably what this means, when Shmuel said that echad chalitz lekulan, it means as follows. Again, you have five brothers, the first three died, and the three Yevamais fall to Yehuda and Yisachar. So one brother does chalitza to one brother, the other brother does chalitza to the other, and the Bila, one does chalitza to Bila. But the question is, why would that be? It's a chalitza psula, because he could not have done yibum, because it's achayis chalutzase. So the way the Gemara asks it is, heicha dekaima chalitza deshimen chalitza ksheira. We hold that the chalitza of Shimon is a kosher chalitza. Chalatzla Ruven chalitza psula? Look at Rashi. Heicha dekaima chalitza deshimen chalitza ksheira. Again, this is talking about chalitza zeh achar zeh, like we said previously. Where Shimon's chalitza is a chalitza ksheira to do chalitza to the second one because he didn't do chalitza to the first one. Ruvain could do chalitza psula, but Tamia, Ruvain did chalitza to the first one. And this is achitz chalutzasa, and it's not a chalitza ma'alya, like Shimon's. Meaning, basically, since Shmuel holds you need a full-fledged chalitza, how could he say one of the brothers does chalitza to Bila, but that's a chalitza gerua? Right, remember, Rav said they both have to do chalitza to Bila. But Shmuel is saying only one of them has to do chalitza to Bila, but how could that be? It's a chalitza gerua. And we know Shmuel holds you need a chalitza ma'alya. Says the Gemara, "May echad chalitza kula nami de ka'amar." What does it mean? One of them does chalitza to all of them. I am tzas. So the Gemara is reading Echad Chalitz Lekulan as follows. Echad Chalitz Lekulan in the Gemara's Havamina means Ruvain does Chalitza to the first woman that falls, which is for sure a Chalitza Kshera. And then Ruvain does Chalitza to the second one. And the Gemara is asking, how could that be? But that's a Chalitza Psula because he could not have done Yibum to her. Because she's achayt chalutzasai. To which the Gemara says, you know what it means, Ruvain does chalitza to all of them? It just means Ruvain's going to do chalitza to the first one, Shimon's going to do to the second one, and then either one could do to the middle one. That's a chalitza psula. Well, a chalitza psula would work when there's no alternative. Says the Gemara, look at Rashi. It says the Gemara, excuse me, May achar chalitz achulan, nami de ka'amar, I am tzas. It's going in the middle one. Rashi says, Kolaymar, hashlishis, la'achar shechol shimon l'shnia, after Shimon does chalitza to the second one, shehi al-shneam achoyis chalutza, now she's an achoyis chalutza to both of them, and they're both equal. In other words, when does Shmuel say you need a valid chalitza? That's when there's someone here who could give a valid chalitza. But since neither brother could give a valid chalitza, when it comes to this middle one, you could go back and either one could do a chalitza psula. Chalitza psula is only insufficient in relative to where a chalitza ksheira could have been done. But if no brother could do a chalitza ksheira, then you don't have to do a chalitza ksheira. We're going to review from the top of the page next week, but I just want to read one more line. It says he's doing to all of them. And the truth is, he's only doing to two out of the three women. But the answer is that Ruba Kukula, since he's doing to two out of three, that's why the Braisa says, Kulan. Kim the Ruba Gabe, Karle Kulan. The Iboy Seima, another answer is, Shmuel holds you could use inferior Chalitza. And really, Shima, and therefore in this case, Ruvain, or we're calling him Yehuda, could do Chalitza to all three. I, Shmuel, said if you do Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't pater the tzarais. So says the Gemara, Hani milu l'mifter tzara. So when does Shmuel say you need a full-fledged Chalitza? That's to pater the tzara. But to pater yourself, Avo miftar anavsha patra, but to pater her, a chalitza psua will pater. Therefore, one could do chalitza to all three where there are no tsarais. Why? When do we say chalitza psua doesn't work? That's to do chalitza to one co-wife and pater the other co-wife. But to do chalitza psua to a woman, that's going to pater the woman, even though there are other brothers who could have done a better job. Okay, we'll pick it up from the top of the page next week. And Rabbi Isai, have yourself an amazing evening. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.